Hip-hop stars, what's up?
We're good.
So today on the podcast, the guys are outnumbered. We have only girls on this table.
This what? Table,
what's
shaking?
Popping?
I'm good. What? I'm all right. What's up, guys? How you doing? Welcome.
Black Beauty, say something. Say something now. It's Bimbo.
Wow, it feels like. Oh, well, I mean, that makes sense. That actually makes sense. You did kind of get her off guard.
What's up, guys? It's your one, the only vibe.
Nancy. Nikita left the building a while ago, guys. Nikita left the building a while ago. This is Nancy. Rashina, what's up?
Put your hands on my shoulders.
Amazing.
That's how I'm feeling.
Samson has something to say, guys.
Samson,
please introduce yourself. Come on, we have a special guest. Introduce yourself. Say something to the mic.
Hi, guys. My name is Samson.
I like that shit.
Please, I'm begging you guys. Don't come for me.
All right, guys. So today we're going to be discussing the silhouette challenge and the various other body challenges that have been trending on social media. So it started with Boss It, like, and it started, yeah, thank you. It started with WAP, then from WAP to Body Adi Adi Adi, then from Body Adi 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 to Boss It.
Now
from
that order, guys, in that order.
Challenge. And guys, ladies have been stepping on our necks. Like, bro, I mean, you cannot be skinny in peace again. You just can't be skinny in peace.
You can be skinny, but
you're going to be oppressed.
So the thing is, you can actually be skinny. It depends on how you want to go about the challenge, to be honest. So you have to
highlight your final point.
No, you have to work with it. When I did mine, you actually just have to make sure that you come across as seductive as possible.
You know, highlight your final point. Highlight your final point.
If you're skinny, stay by the door and bend like a snake. Also, don't forget to
bend over.
Wow.
Everybody be like, what? I don't see the fuss about the silhouette challenge because I don't see shit when I watch the silhouette challenge. Like, it's just there.
Where is body positivity, though? You're not supposed to, like, is body positivity boring to you?
I think it's
boring. Now, let's go to the first question.
All right,
let's go to the first question. What is body positivity to you? And what are your thoughts on body positivity?
So who's going first? Nancy.
Toe looks like she has a lot on her
I definitely do. So to start with, I feel body positivity is a great movement, particularly for several women, curvy, thick, skinny, Latino, whatever color you are, being very accepting of yourself, your shape, your figure, and everything that you have. I feel it starts from a conversation of loving yourself and loving your body for what you actually have. Because, of course, we did have I feel like for every single season, beauty has a different definition. So at some point in Fiji, let me give you a case study. In Fiji, like, women that were fatter were seen as more beautiful. But now, even Fiji girls, because of the onset of TV, this was actually tracked in record. They would see that, oh, because of television, the cutest girls are skinny, curvy, you know, very slim waist. Mm-hmm. They don't see being very fat and curvy as beautiful. So we've seen, like, the psychology of beauty change over time, and everybody sees beauty as a different thing. But I feel we are now in a generation of where people are more accepting of themselves, whether you're skinny, whether you have freckles, brown hair, curly hair, everybody loves themselves for who they are. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there is a thin line between body positivity and nudity. Hey, God. That's where I'll stop.
Okay, now. Bimbo, how about... Does anybody want to pick it up? Okay, Nancy, go on.
I feel like women have not gotten to the point whereby they are accepting their body. Let's be honest. Because everybody still wants a snatch waist. Bam.
And wearing waist trainer.
Get fit.
Some people on this podcast get
on that. We don't want to trigger anybody when you... because I'm already hearing you guys say this and that. Let me tell you something. So I don't think there's really a thing like between nudity and body positivity. They're actually very mutually exclusive.
They're not mutually exclusive.
No, they are. I think they are, and here's why I think they are. Body positivity is a phenomenon. It's an idea. It's how you execute it. Nudity already is a niche.
If you're comfortable with your nudity,
exactly. If you're
then you're
comfortable
being positive
that's a
about
form
your
of body.
Body
positivity.
No, but people actually use body positivity as a means to promote nudity. So that's the conversation.
No, so the thing is that's that's where you are right. But then they are still mutually exclusive, because if I talk about body positivity on itself or in itself,
if you're appreciating your body and your nudity, it's inside, nudity is not a conversation
no, when people like said okay,
so not about you being naked.
Let me explain where Rasheen is coming from.
So the thing is that some people's idea of body positivity is like,
you're celebrating,
it's like, okay, I look cute in this crop top. But some people's idea of body positivity is, I have stretch marks and I want you to see my
stretch marks. I think many people have taken the conversation from body positivity to blatant nudity. And that's what you see many times on social media.
Silhouette challenge. I'm not saying that body positivity is not a movement that I do not appreciate.
I celebrate women that love their body for whatever they have. And if you, a major person that has been pushing the conversation is Lizzo. And there was an entire thing where she did something on social media where she went nude and she was like, oh, people always say certain things about her and all that. And I feel like for her, whatever is fine for her, that is good. Whatever she finds appealing, that's good. And we've seen several thick girls come out to say that, okay, they are now body positive and they are loving themselves. They're not starving themselves. They're not dying of bulimia because they're trying to lose weight. That's a totally different conversation. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the sect of people that have seen body positivity as a means to promote nudity. And it's a very huge sect. So let's put that in context.
So what is wrong with nudity though?
Like, nothing is wrong with nudity, but I just
it just makes some people that they can actually hide.
It just nudity just makes some people uncomfortable.
I feel nudity makes what I actually find on the meaning is the fact that people feel that a thing as beautiful as body positivity, accepting yourself and loving yourself, is now used as a cloak and umbrella for nudity.
For nudity, for like promoting nudity.
Okay, but okay, no, then that's my, I think that's my question. What is promoting nudity though? Like, what is wrong with promoting nudity? Because wait, hold on. These are people's realities. People see nudity as a form of art. I mean, Nancy, you're a dancer, so you've seen this before several times. People see this before, and they're honestly not trying to come off as a slut or anything. That's just who they are. Like, they're just really empowered when they're getting body expressed.
I don't have a problem with bodies as art. Mm-hmm. I have a problem with the fact that kids are on social media. Yeah. And let's start with the fact that
let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Let's just start. We've not gushing on social media.
Please,
fam. You know what social media is. Let your kids take
one mic, please.
Everybody needs
hi guys
okay. You cannot say that because my, I'm proud
okay,
of my
okay,
book.
Come so, see my, okay so let's come so let's people. Backtrack right? Listen, hold on let's guys. Backtrack hold on let's backtrack the internet in itself is a hub for a lot of materials. We know this. We know this even parents know this. They know this to their kids. They know this to, and that's why one man from Ojo Legba will randomly be texting your 7-year-olds that they look good. Do you understand?
Yeah,
those are the
like
dangers
that.
Of
social media.
It is inevitable.
We've
the
not got into
things.
This part.
So if you know that one day your son or your daughter can just wake up and find Bossy Challenge and there's big bum bum in their face.
Let's go to this question. Since social media, like most social media platforms, have an age limit, right? I just want to ask this question before we go to that. Like, since most social media platforms have age limits, I think Twitter's age limit is 16 or 13 or something. Since most of them have Twitter is 12 and
so you can imagine.
So what age do you actually feel that kids should get on socials?
What age did you get on socials? That's the question.
Social media is also a major influencer on behavior, right?
It depends on how your parents tell you this is wrong. So when you tell a girl, auntie, if a boy touches you, you get pregnant. If a boy touches her and she's not pregnant, you know you have lost your power.
I just want to reference something real quick. How old is Charlie D'Amelio? Is 15, right?
She's 16.
Or as at the time when she was trending, she was like 14, 15, right? But when we were 14 and 15, please, what were we doing? Was it not playing Tinko Tinko and wear things like that? Do you get like,
we're loving up on
Tinko? I'm just saying that, like, things like that, like when you actually see things like that, you know, you don't understand that it's like, okay, it actually is a conversation of social media can sometimes actually influence kids.
No, it's not sometimes.
And their behavior.
So social media is an influencer.
Social media.
It is
a
tool.
If one person had done the silhouette challenge and nobody had followed up with it, do you understand? Do you get
it? Wouldn't be a talent.
It is exactly. It is a mindset. You are conditioned to want to do certain things because of social media. Do you get what I'm saying? So
no,
if we're going to say,
I feel like I understand the entire concept
of social media. Do you get
the concept of social media? And I actually even did put it there that it's a conversation of herd mentality. Mm-hmm. When someone does something and you think it's cool, you just
everybody
want
wants somebody to do it.
But the conversation for her is nudity. She's still saying that nudity.
My conversation is nudity. I don't think you should use something such as body positivity as a cloak for something else. They are two mutually exclusive stuff.
No,
you can actually say, oh, I want to be a nudist and wear pants and bra everywhere. Not even pants and bra, just be nude and do whatever you want to do. That's fine.
Yeah, but it's like you're still like celebrating your body.
Oh,
if I say, if I put my nude picture out and I say I'm celebrating my body and that's my reality, you can't clock me for that.
Just like you can do both of them separately. Thank you.
Well, I mean, body positivity. Activity, nudity. I just
want
to say that I'm not judging anybody.
Yeah,
I'm not judging anybody, though. Hey, but if you're using it as a cloak, then that's not your personal
agenda.
But I know that. You get exactly.
Exactly.
So the agenda is: I want to put on my clothes and do this.
Agenda must agenda.
I am sexy
exactly,
in my
sexy,
own way. That's
I'm
it.
Saying, I'm
so if I remove
problem,
my clothes
I
and I say
problem.
That and I'm sexy.
Please remove your
clothes. Remove your
post
eyes.
It.
Remove your eyes.
Rashina, you have it posted.
I'm going to post it.
Please post it.
If you see your clothes, if you see my video on your tier, remove your eyes.
Okay.
Post it, fam.
Okay.
Use your chest.
Do you guys feel like in today's commercial world, like nudity is actually the thing that sells?
Sex has sold.
Well, frontal nudity will sell every time.
I actually feel like it is. Because three quarters of the time when you watch a music video, sometimes there's no relation
even
between the way
that,
the girl's bum is moving and you
and the song.
And you're like,
somebody is thinking about how they made it in 2019. And again, he's shaking
bum,
her bum bum.
It's like
sex has sold since forever. So let's even backtrack to advertisement. Advertisement was actually the crinkle of the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to sell car. I mean, you can sell car and say that this is the car, this is the tire.
But all of a sudden, they start doing
car
washes, sexy girls,
and
you know, rubbing body on car. Yeah.
And polish. You have a girl smiling and saying, oh, hi. So there were a lot of nuances before. So like, it was usually advertisement. I won't sell anything. I'll have a very sexy looking girl. It will sell faster.
Mm-hmm.
That is the concept. Then we went on to soft sell, like things like Playboy. Playboy was an entire merchandise, billions of dollars, pornography, every single thing. So then from soft sells to Playboy, then now expanding into an entire forte of several magazines everywhere.
Yeah.
So you could just walk into a magazine. So you didn't have the internet to say www.anything. You just walk to any soft sell and you
shop
get a soft
and
sell.
Get something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was not an entire culture. People know that whatever access you wanted to have back then in the 80s and the 90s, what people usually do would just go to a store
and get something.
It can be like Miss Congeniality, something excesses. Then 2019, you see whatever you want to see there. So that was the conversation
mm-hmm.
before. But like, I feel evolving from advertisement to soft sell to every single thing. Sex has always sold since forever.
Yeah.
So even from like, even mythology, the Greek mythology, they were like
mm-hmm.
nudity in play.
Yeah, apart
you know,
from that, most of their statues were
even
very, very sexual.
Artists then.
Michelangelo
exactly.
and the
they
rest,
drew,
you know.
Of course, their influences.
That was a different concept
sex,
too,
so yeah.
for sex for them, though. That,
so
let's
yeah.
not get it too
that,
for
that,
them, it was different.
For
it
them,
wasn't
that,
more,
sex, that,
that
was different.
Sex was a different
they were just,
representation
they were just,
for them.
It was
an art.
Exactly, it was art. She's just saying that.
It wasn't commercialized.
It was when
they finally saw that they could commercialize it, that they eventually
that's what I'm saying, but she's
on.
Just
so
saying
Rashina,
that
saying
it's,
that.
It's like right, a conversation
I'm giving
of
a backstory. I'm giving
like,
history
it's a conversation
right.
of she's saying it's a conversation of sex being like over time
yeah
sex has
sex
become more
be there,
and more and more and now it's just like everywhere.
Because I remember one time we were on the podcast, Nika said something about how something pornography, and it was like, oh, don't you think Instagram is a pornographic site? I remember
sometimes there
the
was this year
and
there
like,
was
yeah,
this year when you would be seeing random things, naked people on your Instagram. I think it was like 2014 or 2015. Like, I'll just open Instagram and next time I'm scrolling through Explore and I'm like, what is this? Who are these Chinese people, for God's sake? what's going on here?
But I feel like one thing I know for sure is based on social media, it's your likes that you would see. So if you like
it's
something,
it's not even something. It's just based on people. That, I'm like, social media.
No, sometimes it's not even about your like. To be honest, sometimes it's not about your like. Sometimes it's when they blow these things out of proportion. If you have a friend that has done like a body shoot, let's say she did a shoot for a lingerie brand and she probably had like a corset on or something, and you like that thing. You can start seeing like subtle everywhere. Like pictures, you know, on your explore page.
I think that one of my friends did like it.
Yeah, of course they could start. So sometimes it's not intentional. You're not like actively everywhere. Looking for sex. You're just, you know, liking
randomly.
Your
so I feel like that's the algorithm.
Randomly,
they
just
like
bring it to you
and
like
it brings
have
something that's similar to that. So if
true
you like
that.
This, you like to these things too. Oh no, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about girls, right, that are not doing the sexy laundry things, but they actually come out and every time they're twerking on their bed?
Guys, let's talk about boys too, because boys did the challenge too. Let's not forget boys.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there.
That is actually the same thing. The difference is, until you hide another the fact of she's covering up, but yeah, she's still twerking. She's still backing her booty on the camera.
So let's get to
that.
Are
we dragging
like
the people that
like,
did this challenge or not?
Actually,
we need to get to
let's,
right
let's,
here. I need to know.
Let's get there.
Are we dragging
what,
them?
What
right?
social
I need
media,
to know.
Guys? So based on that, I remember when this song "Wobble Up" came out, everybody was twerking like all over the place. I remember seeing like when you just
remember,
be on the tail and just.
Booty, that, do you remember that one? From,
which one?
What's this guy's name? I can't. Booty. I can't remember.
I don't. What is that one? It was. Yeah, now it's us now. I don't know that.
You guys struggling to remember.
What do I do with a big fat butt? Wiggle.
That's what you were struggling to remember.
That one and Us by Nicki Minaj and Wobble Up. Like, those things literally trended like every day on social. You go on social media and you're like, oh, I want to see the Wobble Up. Like literally, I would just pick up my phone.
No, but
I want to see some booty
clap. The conversation
clap.
For her is like, you know, what's the difference?
That's what we're getting. So, based on that, like on those people who twerk and everything, do you think that those people influence other people's behaviors? Firstly, and then secondly, like all those kinds of trends, how do you feel like they go overboard? Like
I feel
somebody
like
Tacha, let me conceptualize it. Somebody like Tacha, before she went into the Big Brother house, like there's I know like I used to see like when she went a lot of twerk videos, right? And then she went to the Big Brother house and all of a sudden a lot of other PH girls start twerking up on their pages, right?
All right.
I'm not even going to cap. Like you just see PH Finest and you just see full of twerk videos or nudity like everywhere.
Tacha
can
twerk away to Big Brother. Who am I not?
But I have something to say though. I have something to say. So sorry, the question again is what? Is
the question is, first of all, how do you feel like people's challenges like mm-hmm. influence other people, like things like the twerking that Nancy said,
right.
How do you feel they influence other mm-hmm. like all other right. people today?
And then
the second thing is, how do you feel these trends go overboard?
Okay, so I'm going to speak based on perspective mm-hmm. again. So the first conversation is the case study is pretty clear.
Yeah.
The influence is it was not a nudity or a seduction challenge
mm-hmm.
before. It was an anime challenge. Just post the your favorite
you post
anime
your cute
and
AOT
then you know and then you
AOT
also
and
just post the silhouette of your
seven deadly
of
sins
your seven anime favorite anime character. That's what was happening until this lady on TikTok, Miss Mosquito.
Rashina will never forget her.
Yeah,
Rashina is never going to forget
her. I just went on TikTok and I saw Miss Mosquito and then she started put your head on and she was like dancing and she's very famous on TikTok. And before you know, the light goes off and then she's twerking like her body is moving like and she's not, you know when you're not
we're
moving your body
yeah.
but your body is moving in the dark. Like, it was very very interesting to see and everybody
said interesting.
Went it was interesting because her body her body parts were moving and she wasn't
that
touching
was
anything
to
she did like so she did like this her like she was actually doing like her hips.
Oh yeah yeah, I think
did
I've seen
see
that
like,
one. I think I've seen that
like
one.
This,
like,
and
blah,
she
blah,
wasn't
blah,
moving
blah,
any
blah.
Part of her body. So everybody's like, how do you even do this? It was interesting. It was phenomenal. Then she broke the internet. Then everybody went on Twitter because the first time TikTok will only allow this when it is silhouettes, right? But Twitter will allow it if it's anything. So you can even show your body parts in the light, in the red light. It's not a silhouette anymore. There's no shadow.
Yeah.
That's when the trend, you know, changed, and then she influenced the conversation. Now it's now a pornographic challenge.
Conversation.
All right.
Is but then, a conversation.
But then when we say overboard, people's realities cannot be overboard. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. If it's my reality, the question here is harm. I'm not harming you. Do you get it? I'm just pushing my body because this is what I feel the challenge is to me. My representation of the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
This mosquito represented the challenge differently. Nobody's dragging her for that. She's actually a trendsetter. Do you get
it? Yeah.
So I'm now here on Twitter and I'm saying that put your head on my shoulder and see a bunch of other things as well. Do you get
it?
People are even monetizing it. If you want to see my put your head on your shoulder.
Go on, 500 OnlyFans.
500 comments. Go on OnlyFans. Go here. Do you get? So I mean, it's. I don't think it's overboard because if it's overboard, it will not be allowed. You would never be allowed. So it's overboard because some people, first of all, don't have the audacity to do it. Second of all, it's overboard because some people like to find it offensive, especially being that, you know, the conversation of nudity is being bastardized. And I get what she's saying, really, because some people are capping. They're not doing anybody positivity anything.
They just want you to see their body.
Exactly. Your body positivity
is not cute. There's a difference between appreciating your body and letting people...
Plus, body positivity actually starts where you... It's not for people who already have...
monetized.
It's not for people who already have nice bodies. I'm sorry, I'm going to say this on this podcast. I'm sorry if you get triggered. Your waist is snatched. It's not for you. I'm sorry. It is not for you.
We get curvy hip.
How is your body banging and you're still shouting body positivity? Do you get?
Hashtag body positivity.
I'm collecting my shade from Nancy.
If your body is by European, I'm not saying you should not celebrate your body, but we know when these things are actually happening.
We know when you're doing it for the comments and likes.
Like Kylie Jenner, when you're clouty,
body positivity. They will eat her up on Instagram.
They will eat her up because
we
already,
know when you're clouty.
Your comments are
there's a difference between being
triggered.
A clouty and body positivity. There's a line.
So I see a point in when to
being a clouty
that,
is different.
Do you get? So
being
I see a point where she's saying that body positivity is body positivity. In itself, but and then there's nudity that people are celebrating. Then you now want to come and bastardize it.
Because I feel like most women are pushed to do this thing because they want to get the attraction.
Please, Toby Mac Mayer. Guys, Toby is around again.
It was a thing of if you didn't have ass, you couldn't get important.
Hello.
Nana, I just want to add to what you said, right? So, Toby, before you even comment and Nancy continues, let's have this conversation.
Right.
So, you see the culture of this, because it's not a culture.
Yeah.
Have you seen the tweets from boys? Have you seen the boys' reactions? If you see how boys have been watching the video,
I know somebody.
Somebody in this office has seen
every single one of the body challenge.
Do you know how many
I showed him yesterday? And he was like, "Oh, I've seen this one." I'm like,
wrestling was trending yesterday.
I just want you guys to see how far this is going.
Do you know that when you log on TikTok, the first like 15 hashtags you see is Silhouette Challenge. In fact, Boston has started going down. Silhouette Challenge has started coming and it's rising to the top.
Yeah.
And it just shows you that with nudity, there are tears. So Boston Challenge, all you need to do is bend down. Let's see that you can shout. It's been elevated. The nudity has been elevated. You can now show your curves. You can also show us. Some people are even showing
us penis. You can show us some nipple.
Some people are showing
us
penis. You
should
be the one that showed us penis.
Yes.
So
it was terrible, guys.
My take,
I saw it. I was like, what is going on? What is going on?
So my take actually. my take actually is, first off, I just want to say.
Hi, Chef Jazzy.
Big thank you to all the girls that are putting out this great content.
He said great content. Chef Jazzy, do you have thoughts on this? Chef Jazzy, come up.
For our consumption, you know, because life has been very hard lately. And you're just showing us all this. And it's just like...
January 100.
Thank you very much.
January 100.
How many have you watched so far?
I've watched a lot.
which Chobi has been on the
when I go to him, right? When I go and in my house, we're all guys. Most of us are guys. You just move from like room to living room, put your head on. Move from everybody's phone. I kid you not. It was everywhere.
Put your head on.
See, and it was not. And it was. It wasn't even intentional. You know, you were just like scrolling through your timeline on Twitter, or you go to Instagram, or you go. And it's just everywhere.
I saw one video from Sydney Talker. Like his friend was like,
he fell down.
He was like, I tell you, it was. But to be very realistic, to be very, very like. Very realistic. It's all right. You know, it's not. Mm-hmm. We are just blowing it out of proportion, guys, because we are like, hey, yeah, it's comfortable. Really, we don't like, because we've seen more than that already.
Yeah. So it's a lot like, of guys it's like, have okay, passed yeah, thank it. It's you just for, very seductive. It's just, yeah, I think it's the seduction that's very appealing. We just feel
it's like, not the seduction, really. It's the aesthetic. The thing about the challenge is, and here's the mechanics of the challenge. So you need to know how to execute the challenge. That's what I've been saying since. It's really not about the song. You have to utilize the song. What are you doing? Even if you're an ant, you can make that video look good.
Definitely. Yeah.
There's a lot of
girl,
things that you can do.
This skinny girl that's working
on
Instagram.
Jemina, exactly. Her husband. She was like, you know what? We're not going to do it by ourselves so that Nigerians will not call us out.
You have husband, man. He said, let's do it.
Yeah, now let's do it. I and my husband, Jigga.
The video was incredible. A couple of people actually became very creative with videos. That a couple of girls.
I think my favorite videos were the ones that you would expect to see something. They'll just be like,
I love Claire's own. I really, really love Claire's.
Some girls decided to be funny. Was that time to be crazy clown? We are looking for content. You will now come and put caricature when I was already expecting to see my head on. I will report your
that
account.
That was
my
it. Was when I loved that one.
Those
caricature
ones are slowly becoming our favorites
were
because they're getting liked on TikTok too.
The caricature ones were my favorite.
Stickman. All the different Stickman.
Stickman, we thought. I was like, this is a queen. This is a queen.
Now
that
this
is a queen.
She put her leg down.
Then she now puts the thing with the back. I was like, that is a queen. That is a queen.
Guys, don't forget, whenever you're doing this challenge, you need a door. A door is important. Please make sure that
some people are using wall and they are killing you more than people using door. Okay.
A door is better. It gives you that, you know, you can hang.
There was somebody that did on the wall. She raised her leg to her head. I was like, hallelujah.
Your ex
posted. Someone that did on the polo.
My ex posted.
Bagam.
I almost called her back. I just want to thank God for God.
Because God is good.
Because God is good. It was
boys are very interesting, guys. So
I almost
backslid,
but man.
Do you know what boy said? Boy said that Bossy Challenge did not do. Bossy Challenge did not do. Yeah, Silhouette Challenge did not do. What am I using for? Delete our number.
Indomie and egg. Let us know what we are doing.
You people are rude.
WAP didn't do Silhouette. What are you using your phone for? And
then you want to find it, fam. It's been a whole conversation. So from Bossy to Silhouette, right?
Yeah.
People have been going back, challenge. Like, it's been a lot of challenges, like, recently. Do you feel like, don't mention herd mentality. Do you, and we've actually talked about it, like, we've kind of answered that question, but I just want Bimbo, you must say something. Do you feel like all these challenges are like herd mentality? Like, you see somebody do it, so therefore, it's like, oh, my friend has an iPhone. There's so many things that's actually herd mentality. When you now sit down and think about
it. When it comes to trends, trends generally are herd mentality.
From bone straight to body, yaddy, yaddy, to bossy,
to slim waist.
Everything is freaking herd mentality.
Herd mentality drives
freaking
on aspiration
mentality.
Because when you see somebody do something,
you feel like you have to want to do it.
I can usually do it. Just feel like when you you know when you feel like you have the you know elements to do it. You just like you know I have an iPhone I can do it.
Yeah, people. To be like herd mentality. To be like this is cool. Yeah, boom. That's it. That's it. Pop goes the weasel. So, I don't know. I know you've done like, I'm sure Bimbo has done one Silhouette challenge that she kept in her archive. Oh, the Bossy challenge. We're supposed to do a group Bossy challenge, guys. We'll talk about that later. But what challenges have you guys done? Nancy is bossing something. Nancy is definitely bossing something, guys.
Oh,
but
actually, I think we should just do our alter ego. Like, you don't have to
Nikita.
Yeah.
We'll do all of them.
Let's do all of them. We can actually do Buster Challenge and make it trend. Depends on how you do it. If it's new.
So guys, what challenges have you hopped on and what challenges will you hop on?
I've definitely hopped on the Silhouette Challenge, but I hopped on it like 2 years before now because I already knew about it.
Trendsetter, yeah. How about you, Toby? What challenges have you hopped on?
During the lockdowns, I hopped on that push-up challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Where you do a couple of push-up things.
I did 10 and it was a 10 flop. 10 out of 10 flop. Nancy, how about you? What challenge are you going to hop on? The tricky challenge. How about you, Bimbo? Somehow.
Work is busting you.
Okay, so Toby said he saw his ex doing Silhouette Challenge and nearly called the girl back. Which one was actually your favorite?
Toby, you have to send me the link.
I want to put it.
On WhatsApp. She didn't put it on her.
Twitter. Oh no. Toby, why?
Bro, she killed it.
Did you text her?
Toby.
I was going to, but I just felt like that.
You just said, "Oh, this is nice." Like, there's no point. There's no
point. I feel like the point was put there so that she would. Like,
oh yeah, she
pepe
get
them.
To you.
Oh, God, pepe them.
I'll check the voice in my head definitely, so I'll check that in like 3 minutes.
Mad. Bimbo, how about you? What was your favorite, like, out of all the Silhouette challenges? Which one?
Toxic
which
men
ones
are
did you
real.
Like? Which ones did you hate? Who I'm do you toxic. Feel like?
That's a very toxic.
Who do you feel did it best, and who do you think should jump on it?
Plus, that Jane girl did it well too.
She's gonna address that. I saw one guy's only one.
But you like naked girls.
I was like,
own.
Hi, daddy.
But you like naked girls' own. Some guys' own were really nice too. They had some really nice things.
A lot of people, let me take it from this perspective. Women generally don't like to see naked men.
Why?
But we like to see naked women. It's just how it is. It's literally just how it is.
Some girls on Twitter are like, nah, man. Because they. When a guy posted his own, mm-hmm. With his penis all out and everything, like there were lots of girls.
We're going to have to
session, we were like, no, we love this. This is the content.
There are girls who like it, yeah. But a lot, like the vast majority of women, unless it is their partner, and I'm just going to be honest, unless it is your partner, or unless you guys are in a sexual relationship, most women don't enjoy seeing a man naked.
All right,
it's just the truth. It's just what it is.
You know what? You know what? I feel the females are just.
Yeah, wait, I don't. Nah, why would I want to see?
I feel girls are just very conservative about this.
It's on the internet. Deal with it. That's the conversation.
Thanks, no thanks.
What I feel is girls are just very conservative about this thing. So they don't want to see a random guy's penis on their.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
If they know you're on a personal level and you guys are on that level,
then they don't mind it. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, but like, how is it my business though? Like, that's your personal problem.
It still is your personal. Yeah, definitely.
It's your personal problem. If you don't like it, don't like it. My penis is still out there and getting likes and retweets. That's your problem, boo.
Do you get like all of us are going to repost it?
Do you get what's
putting it out there? You know,
that's it's on the TL. People
rush
are showing it love.
Rush,
we love it.
Yeah, rush do it. Put it out there. Let's
we're here for it. I'm not putting anything out there. I'm just saying I'm representing everybody who's doing it, and we love you all. Keep doing it. Of course, if you're not clapping with nudity, keep doing it.
Please,
thank you so
thanks and God
we love
bless.
You for the content. We are streaming.
So what celebs do you guys think should do this?
Beyonce.
Riri, we want to see your body. Ari.
Tiana Taylor.
Oh my God, Megan Thee Stallion.
Tiana Taylor is honorary. Honorary mention.
I want to see Tiana and Iman do it together. I want to see Tiana. Chloe and Iman do it together. Who?
Chloe Bailey.
Oh, yeah. Chloe Bailey has to do something. Definitely.
Chloe Bailey.
Chloe and maybe her sister. I know her
sister.
Her sister,
no. Have you seen her dance video where she like did this?
That in the silhouette, it was actually blue and black.
It was crazy.
Tiwa Savage, Shay Shay.
Shay Shay might actually help. Shay Shay is crazy.
Shay Shay has body.
She is actually.
B A W D I E. She has body. That's that girl. She has body. Then maybe okay, Tiwa Savage. I don't mind Tiwa Savage.
Mommy Jam Jam.
I like Tiwa Savage too.
Ira Star.
Yeah. And what is it Tames doing with that bunda? What?
Yeah.
That bunda has to drop. Fam, that bunda has to.
I don't mind
it. Tames will never do it, but
Tames will never do it. But it would be nice to see the silhouette of that bunda.
And it would be a different perspective.
Your head would just bust. Like when you see Tames.
Tames has like really.
Her body.
Voluptuous.
That's what I'm saying. Tames with the bunda. Okay, let's leave that conversation.
Oh, I would actually like to see a lot of like lean, long girls. Yeah. Because that the silhouette.
I want to see Beverly Hills to do it. I just realized I want to see Beverly Hills to do it.
Sorry, because the silhouette. I want to see the silhouette for tall, lanky, I don't know, stretch girls. It's different. Like, it gives like the aesthetics.
To be honest, for tall girls, actually.
Yeah, the aesthetics for tall girls. Even somebody put out a tweet and say,
if you're a short girl and you do, you look like. You look like Chucky out here in the street, bro.
This is why some of us have not done the silhouette challenge.
Beats the door. That's frame, the thing. Yeah. It's the door.
Chucky the evil baby.
Yeah, so if you have like phalanges or elongated like, you know, features, you could try. You could try. But also if you have a lot of booty though, you're the winner.
Do you get?
You're the winner of the challenge. Do you get? It's two people that have won this challenge. Long girls with, you know, longed features. Full body and boobs. Full body and butt.
Hey, God. Yeah, you guys, so somebody came out and said something about Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. So essentially, I was not like very enlightened in this conversation, but Tom brought to my attention this morning that. So someone came out on Twitter. And she was like, she has a banging body, but she's not going to do the challenge. And these people are bringing back sodium, not Sodom. Take notes. Sodium and Gomorrah. Sodium and Gomorrah. So you guys, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, please, we don't need your advice.
Yeah, my thoughts are,
Sodom and Gomorrah, really started before this. My own is like, I really feel like, sis. Sis, if you don't want to do it, don't come and pour Santa in everybody's gary. That's my opinion. If you don't want to do it, nobody is judging you for not wanting to do it.
But don't come out and there and say anything on Twitter. Anything. There are people coming for you.
They will trash you.
Let people remove their clothes.
They will share the gen rope. Do you get? You know the way they used to share it for IOR Twitter or not? They will share the gen rope and they will drag you. You don't even know what's coming for you.
All right.
So what were your, like, what have been your favorite trends though? Like,
Boss It.
Think about it. Like, apart from Boss It and the Silhouette Challenge, there's been, there was this one that trended at the beginning of last year. No, apart from, don't there's rush. Been, it's tricky. Yeah, Don't Rush. That was the pandemic challenge. Bob Daddy. What have been your favorite challenges? Like, when you think Bob about Daddy. It? I like Bob Daddy. Because there were some real zaddies on there. Yeah. I'm just going to put it out there. There were some actual, some
I think
very,
the challenges
very fine
I liked
men.
Were not very famous. Because I'm finding it hard to remember, to be honest. I like.
There were some very fine men.
Yeah, there were. But there were also, I think the Buster challenge for me was the best. Because all the girls I watched, they were pristine. They did not one bad one I watched. All my friends
you
did
just
well.
So you just like put like one Bossy challenge
quick
back step, in your head.
Honoring and Sean to you, you did well. That ass was amazing. And
you just like put like, the Bossy, you know, challenge back in my head. I think I'm going to go and stream the Bossy challenge.
Because she's actually going to do it.
You know,
you just need to move your body back and forth.
Back and forth and highlight your finer features. If you don't have the booty, highlight what you have. Like, you know, like, just, you know.
Whatever you're doing.
But. Okay, sure. Guys, so who is going to do the silhouette challenge?
I'm doing it. I've done it, but I'll still do it.
I can't. Robot's hand is up somewhere. If I can do it, Robot can do it.
But you're slim. And you're a girl.
Hey. Hey. Pinball.
Robot will show off his
editing
skills.
Let's move on. What?
That's what they'll transition to. When is renaming the Banta Show as Saturday Bob?
I'm crying.
That's it.
People, how are you? Are you going to do the silhouette challenge? Come on, put your head on my... Tell me, how are you?
So if I were actually going to do it, it would be... Have you seen the cover for Call of Duty?
Mm-hmm. For what?
The silhouette cover for Call of Duty, where it's like guys standing up and some shit.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
So it would just be like us...
I like that. I like that.
But I don't
I like that.
I really
we should do that tonight, you know. We're rooming tonight. We should do that. Ooh, that's my girl. That's it.
Oh, but I saw this one. I saw that one already. Charlie's Angel. Four girls stood together in PJs. They were in freezing, looking at the bathroom with their apron. And when they
we'll
lights went
off, wings.
They did.
It's easy.
They did. I've seen Total Spice. Ah, what are you guys seeing? I've seen Wings. I've seen Total Spice. I've seen everything. I've seen Power Rangers. When they turned
have
the light off,
Powerpuff
all
girls.
Of them just took the position of the picture, like.
Show
yeah.
TV Powerpuff Girls.
They've done Powerpuff
Nancy,
Girls.
We
people don't
our
play,
heads.
Oh. We'll I think what you guys can do is Brick and Lace from 2002. Mm. Said yes.
Oh my God!
One of you will be Brick, and one of you will be.
Watch out for my silhouette challenge, people of God. It's coming soon. You can subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Brought to you from a city near you.
At www.onlyfans.com. Podcast is over. Bye, guys.